Hebrews chapter 11, the definition of faith. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction about invisible things. For on account of their faith, the elders had witness borne to them. By faith, we understand that the ages have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has been made out of things which appear. Abel, Enoch, and Noah. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect to his gifts. And through it he, though being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was snatched away so that he should not be killed, and he was not found, because God had taken him away. He had witness borne to him that before his being snatched away, he had been well-pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those that seek after him. By faith, Noah, being warned concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Abraham and Sarah. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed, and left for a place which he was to receive for an inheritance afterwards. And he left not knowing where he was going to. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as yet not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which has the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive seed when she was past age, since she counted him faithful who had made the promise. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things make it obvious that they are seeking after a country of their own. And if indeed they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, being tested, offered up Isaac. Yes, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, even he to whom it was said, "In Isaac shall your seed be called." Abraham accounted that God is able to raise up, even from the dead, from where he did figuratively receive him back. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing instead to share ill treatment with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the greater reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the anger of the king, for he endured because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as if on dry land, which the Egyptians in trying to do were swallowed up. Joshua, Rahab, and many others. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those that were disobedient, having received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For time will run out if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, turned to flight armies of aliens. Women received their dead by a resurrection. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others were tested by mockings and whippings, yes, also by bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tested, they were killed with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, did not receive the fulfillment of the promise, God having provided some better thing involving us, that without us they should not be made perfect.